Around 5% of Georgians have been tested for the coronavirus. Meanwhile, testing in at-risk communities is spotty and sometimes hard to find. The Daybreak Center in Macon is an oasis for the homeless community, with laundry, meals, showers, computers. Jeff Batcher serves on the board of DePaul USA, the Catholic organization that runs the day shelter. He says Daybreak clients have been hitting a wall with drive-up virus testing.
We kept getting, well, you must be in a car, you must be in a car. And then I had to say, well, what part of homelessness don't you understand?
So Batcher asked Mercer University to bring coronavirus testing to the center. They're set up in the backyard.
It's going to be fine. You're going to do good.
But it's not painful.
It's not painful, no.
Sister Teresa Sullivan is Daybreak's director. She says her clients are at unique risk for the virus.
People live very closely together, and the ability for it to spread much quicker in our population is higher than the normal population.
Plus, people come from all over town to hang out at Daybreak. It's a congregate setting. What's up in the air is what will happen should a homeless person test positive.
You know, we could have a person that has a tent and can isolate and will isolate for 14 days.
Sullivan says others may be squatting in abandoned houses.
And so maybe it's like, okay, if you're in a house that all you're missing is food, can you stay there and us bring you food?
Sister Teresa says every situation and